This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Exactly as I told you, words I speak often here lately, because the Democrats are so easy to predict. They've only got one mode now, Lee. It's put whoever we disagree with in prison, because that'll be easier for us than arguing with them and winning the argument.
Well, because they don't want to argue. They don't want to have to admit there is another side.
But you'll never guess who just admitted there is another side. I about fell off my chair when I heard this yesterday. Of all the people, bomb thrower, Representative Jasmine Crockett. You know her, right?
Oh, yeah.
With the long nails.
Yeah.
Like 6 inches. You know what my daughter said about her? I shouldn't say this.
Okay.
She just saw her talking. I usually precede something I shouldn't say with that.
Yeah.
My daughter saw her talking. She's not big into politics, really, you know, and she had those very long nails on. My daughter says, how does she wipe her butt?
Okay, you were right. You shouldn't have said that.
I don't know. Great question. Anyway, whatever. I'm sorry. It's Friday for me because I have tomorrow off.
So okay, well, congratulations.
I've already left the building.
Yes,
okay, right. Jasmine, but in seriousness, Jasmine Crockett, I mean, bomb thrower, right? I mean, she wants Ted Cruz attacked. She wants Trump. She wants everyone she disagrees with attacked. This is a radical person, right?
Yeah.
Democrat, congresswoman. Just take a listen to what she said yesterday.
Republicans were right. Democrats lost on immigration. When you look at all the polling, when you talk to people, they lost on immigration.
Yeah, she's right.
She was warning yesterday, maybe we've gone too far. You think? Nah, they won't listen to her. That's the best part. Okay, so yesterday, as I predicted, and look, they laid out on CNN, Senator Amy Klobuchar did a couple weeks ago what the plan is, that they will simply have these district Democrat judges order Trump not to deport people. Ridiculous orders. Just as ridiculous as you can go. Things Trump clearly can do as the executive when it comes to illegal immigration. And if he defies them, which eventually he'll have to do, they figure, to get these people out of the country. In other words, he'll be doing things he has absolutely every right to do. Then they will come down on Republicans in his administration with criminal charges. Obviously, they can't get Trump. He's got immunity. But they can get everybody else. They can get Kristi Noem. They can get, you know, Tom Homan, whoever they want to get, right? That's where they're going. And Amy Klobuchar laid that out weeks ago. And it took Dana Bash's breath away on CNN. She was shocked. I don't know if you remember, but she was. Here we go. Criminal contempt. That's what we're going to do. And remember, even Boasberg is saying, I'm going to just appoint my own prosecutor. Can you imagine 700 district judges, Lee, all with their own prosecutors?
That would be judicial chaos.
That would be an oligarchy. But that's what they're imagining.
Go ahead. I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying correctly, which is that you believe that the federal courts, maybe a district court, I'm not sure you can tell me if the Supreme Court could even do this, should hold key administration officials in contempt if they continue to defy the Supreme Court, which I'm guessing you see.
Yes.
Yes. That's
yes,
the way
our
should.
Law works.
No, it's they, not. Yes. Honey. No, nope. It's not. Not at the district level when they don't even have the jurisdiction to hear the cases in the first place. Okay. So what did I say? They're going to try to arrest him. They need the B-roll video for their Trump is a dictator news coverage. Right? Of Chris, you know, of Tom Homan in handcuffs because they're doing dictator things, right? So I told you, they are setting up, I don't know which judge is going to do it, they're setting up the arrest of Trump officials for defying them, or they're going to pretend they defied them. And sure enough, right on cue,
this Judge Brian Murphy, a Biden appointee, just got put on the court in December, and he sits on the federal district court in Boston. He's very upset today, even hinting that the Trump DHS may be guilty of criminal contempt for carrying out the agenda that, of course, President Trump campaigned on, which was removing dangerous illegal aliens from the United States. Now, at a lengthy hearing today, Judge Murphy said it was impossible for these people to have a meaningful opportunity to object to their transfer to South Sudan. Well, he indicated that even 24 hours notice would be inadequate, and further, that the department's speedy removals were unquestionably violative of his earlier order. Well, and this is precisely what they did yesterday when a deportation flight of 8 criminal aliens landed in South Sudan. A top DHS official clapped back at the judge.
We are removing these convicted criminals from American soil so they can never hurt another American victim. Now, a local judge in Massachusetts is trying to force the United States to bring back these uniquely barbaric monsters who present a clear and present threat to the safety of the American people. It is absolutely absurd for a district judge to try to dictate the foreign policy and national security of the United States of America.
Yeah, this is...
Told ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I just wonder who's going to have the cojones to go first to arrest somebody in the Trump administration. I just wonder which judge. I mean, my money's on Boasberg, but this guy is a more recent contestant.
Now, that'll be interesting.
It's coming. I hope they do it.
I hope they try with Tom Homan first.
Oh, wouldn't that be great to see Homan in handcuffs? You know, here's the thing. Homan is tough. He can handle it.
Oh, yeah.
He can handle it. And you know what? Homan would be having a ball.
Yes.
He's having the time of his life.
Yeah.
He is. He says his wife told him she's so happy now he's doing this instead of moping around the house. You know what I mean? So it's going to be great. This is the fight. But I'm just giving an idea of who they got out of the country, okay? These judges, who these Democrats want to hold on to. Enrique Arias Hierro, citizen of Cuba, homicide, convicted of homicide, armed robbery, strong arm robbery, kidnapping, false impersonation of an official. ICE picks him up May 2nd, 2025. Again, you ask, why didn't Biden do this? I don't know. Jose Manuel Rodriguez Quinos, citizen of Cuba, here illegally, of course, convictions for attempted first-degree murder with a weapon, battery, larceny, cocaine possession, cocaine trafficking. A citizen of Laos, now a citizen of South Sudan. Hope the weather's nice. He has convictions for first-degree murder and robbery, arrested by ICE. January 26, 2025. Don't you love how 6 days after Trump's sworn in, suddenly they can find this guy?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is unbelievable. Jesus Munoz Gutierrez, citizen of Mexico, now South Sudan, has a conviction for second-degree murder, arrested by ICE 2025. You know what? I hope these people see this and think, wow, I don't know, what do they speak there, Sudanese? Maybe I should leave America before I get deported to a jungle somewhere. I could go on and on and on. This guy, Diane Peter Domach, a citizen of South Sudan, convicted for robbery, possession of a firearm, possession of a burglar's tools, possession of a defaced firearm, driving under the influence. They got him May 8th. And then on and on. Burmese citizen, sexual assault involving a victim mentally and physically incapable of resisting, aggravated assault in a separate issue, in a separate incident. Oh, I love this guy. Kia Maya, citizen of Burma, conviction for lascivious acts with a child, victim less than 12 years of age, but, you know, got great potential as a future Democrat voter. Anyway, he was arrested by ICE on February 18th. And of course, Tuan Thanh Phan, citizen of Vietnam, convictions for first degree murder, second degree assault. They got him May 25th, 2025. Judge in Massachusetts is demanding them back. So they have rights, apparently.
Go figure.
Yeah. Absolutely. So keep it up. Keep it up. Because you know what? Jasmine Crockett, broken clock, right once a day.
Republicans were right. Democrats lost on immigration. When you look at all the polling, when you talk to people, they lost on immigration.
Oh, by the way, that reminds me of where I meant to go, by the way. Did you see this latest poll? You know what has happened? Do you remember what happened with gay marriage? My son asked me about it. So we went and pulled the polling from 2020. It was an 80-20 issue against gay marriage, right?
Right.
Like, crazy thing to push politically for the Democrats, yet they hammered it. And now you got over 60% in support. Would they do that in 25 years? They think they can do that with this. But here's the question. Okay, this is what they're doing. That's why they'll take on these 80-20 issues. But here's a question, Lee. Why can't we do the same thing? Why can't we?
That's true.
Right?
Well, maybe Trump did that with immigration.
No, he's doing it. Listen to this. Because remember before, even up until like the last Trump, term, the majority of Americans, 52% did not want to mass deport these people. Okay. 48% did. 52% did not. Most polls came down that way. Look at it now. This is incredible. It's a liberal pollster, and I have it here in my notes, darn it. My notes have since been buried under Marquette poll. So that's a liberal pollster. Listen to this, where the public is right now. Deporting illegal immigrants who are living in the United States, okay? This is not criminals, all of them, right? Used to be 52 against 48 for during the last Trump term. You know what it is today? 66% for. 34% against. Mm-hmm. So we can do this too, just like Democrats do. Take an unpopular position that is the right thing and hammer it until the public agrees with us because they feel like everyone else agrees. So even when the whole Republican Party opposed him, even when it wasn't as popular in the polls, even when it was a slightly losing issue, Trump said, to heck with that, I'm changing everything, and he did. Highest numbers I've ever seen, 66% support mass deportation, criminals and regular illegal immigrants. Again, compared to 48% in the last Trump term. Now it's 66, support the deportation. Keep going. I wonder, Lee, if Tom Homan, get from the federal facility where he's in handcuffs, can he make phone calls and still run the deportation?
Yeah.
I bet they let him, right? Because Trump manages the federal facilities, right? So, like, can he work from his cell? Like, we'll just get him a laptop and a cell phone?
So instead of work from home, work from jail?
Work from federal holding facility. I like it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.